Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where we bridge scriptures, science, and your pathway to create your own heaven on earth. Friends, welcome today. I just want to remind you that this is your place where we can move into together clarity, focus, and a deep connection with that from which we come, with that which we call God. In a rapidly changing world, this is a time, more than ever, when we need to come together. We need to connect with one another, with our inner knowing, and with God. And we've got new ways showing up to do all three of those things, day by day, moment by moment. So welcome today. I welcome you who are returning from last week. If you missed last week's show, we were on with Dr. Cami Benton of Benton Integrative Medicine, and we walked through my own spontaneous resolution of a serious diagnosis. Okay, so listen up, especially those of you who are working with a challenge in your body or in your life. That feels like something's sick here, okay? And I feel like I've got a diagnosis, all right? Whether it's a disease that someone has declared over my physical body, or if it is a disease that I'm declaring over my bank account, okay? So friends, if you are noticing that less than full health and well-being and abundance is showing up in your body, or in your life. Today's show is going to show you the connection between both. Okay, alignment is what brings us into the glories of what's possible. The ability to step into wealth, health, and well-being in all areas of life. So today, I'm excited to tell you that we've got the guest that I spoke of last time. I told you in last week's show that I was talking to Reverend Christy Snow, my life coach, on the day that Dr. Benton called me. Okay, remember I said in that afternoon I was on Zoom with Reverend Christy, and I said, you know what, Christy? When those test results come back in, even if they show positive, I'm not going to believe it. I am not going to believe it because you know what? I can feel that the cancer's gone. I can feel it. So knowing that Reverend Christy Snow was and is a way shower who has been in my world helping guide me and navigate through these challenges that have been coming up for me. And we're here to share that with all of you, with all of our community, knowing that this world is bringing us challenges. And you know what? There's a purpose in it. This is not just for your hardship. These challenges are for our expansion. They're for our advancement. And we're going to be sharing the journey as we go and helping each other learn and navigate and hold hands as a community. And Reverend Christy has helped me do that. So today it is my honor and blessing to introduce our guest, Reverend Christy Snow. She's an ordained minister and spiritual life coach who teaches universal tools for living in greater clarity, purpose, and joy. After a decade as a senior minister, she founded her own spiritual community in Charlotte, and today devotes herself to speaking, writing, coaching, and leading retreats, even one-on-one. She's also my own life coach, as I've said, helping me navigate my greatest challenges. Reverend Christy, thanks for being here today, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It is my honor to be here.
Awesome to have you. I just want to let the listeners know that you showed up in my life, I don't know, a year and a half ago, maybe less than 2 years ago, when someone invited me to visit the spiritual center that you were then leading, Awake in Charlotte. And I knew as soon as I got there and felt the vibe in the room and heard the frequency through your music, your song, your field, and your message, that there was a depth and a maturity in a spiritual sense that is hard to come by. And so, friends, I'll just let you know, I knew nothing about really what Reverend Christie had on hand as far as her personal offerings or what she was doing. I went to her and said, excuse me, but do you do any life coaching? And she goes, well, actually, I do, you know, but I was that drawn to ask because I could feel that very, let's say, rare, uncommon presence and depth, even when we hadn't talked about it, even before I knew more about her background. Friends, who we are even exudes through our field, our presence, and our voice, sometimes way beyond words. So, Christy, just letting them know what I saw and heard through you, and that now we've been working together for well over a year. Has it been a year and a half? I'm not sure.
It has. Yes, it's been a year and a half.
Awesome. Okay. So perfect timing, because little did I know, friends, that I was going to end up with a diagnosis of breast cancer quite a few months after already working with Reverend Christie. So it's kind of like one of those things where I was blessed into having the support that I needed before the challenge happened, okay? And so we're going to talk about that more in a little bit when we remind ourselves of faith consciousness and where we can move into that kind of alignment where what's needed next and really our next amazing even heart's desire starts to show up before we've realized it as a desire, really. So Reverend Christie, you know, it was amazing how we came together and then started working together, and then boom, the biggest challenge around my health circumstances of my life showed up, and you were there already being that foundation of stability and support for me. I mean, how does that show up in your thoughts as far as getting what we need before we knew we needed it?
Well, that's fundamental, actually, in what I teach and believe, and that is that the supply precedes the demand or the desire of it, and that when we're open to that, the right people and circumstances line up for us. When we stay in that place of fear and scarcity and lack, then we push it away. But when we are open to what is the solution here, whatever the situation may be, then it lines up to support us, the circumstances and the people. So you have been so far, and I'm sure you will continue to be, such a pleasure to work with, because you are constantly wide open at the top, looking for how spirit is here to bless you, how the divine is going to show up as the people, places, and things that you need for your soul's journey. So it is quite awesome to watch.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Christie. Folks, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick station break. We'll be back in just a few moments with more about you, health, and wealth from within. And we're back. This is a Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where you can move from victim of your history to author of your destiny. Let's join hands and move there together. So welcoming back, we've got Reverend Christie here on the mic as a guest today. Again, she was the one guiding me through that spontaneous healing journey where in an instant, I had an event take place. I had a spiritual connection and visions. I just hit this experience that was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. We talked about it last week with Dr. Benton. And then was looking for the confirmation in 3D for that healing. And as I was in that kind of in-between place, and then speaking with Reverend Christie, who was supporting me to that highest frequency of inner knowing, even in unspoken ways, I declared to her, even if the test comes back positive, I'm not going to believe it because I can feel that it's gone. I can just feel it. 2 hours later, Dr. Benton called and said, I didn't want to wait till the office opened tomorrow to let you know we've got your biopsy results back and it's 100% negative. It's totally clear. So, Reverend Chrissy, I just am thankful for having you be my witness and the recipient of my declaration of what I knew in that moment to kind of, I don't know, document it, like where I actually spoke that out loud. And then the 3D evidence came in to confirm it. Okay. Now, today I know we're going to be talking not just about health, but about material abundance, about money, wealth, and an angle from which most conversations never reach, because we're not talking about how to chase it, but how it actually arrives through the state of consciousness we live from. Chrissy, I know that you've been teaching this for many years. Before we move into just our dialogue about that, may I just refresh the listeners to the steps of creation, the zones of creation as taught by faith consciousness. In faith consciousness, we see three zones, okay? And friends, we're seeing wealth, including monetary wealth, including material resources, okay, as a frequency, not as an amount, and a frequency that you can move into resonance with and then begin to see the evidence of it. Hey, how about that? Resonance and then evidence. All right, that's how it works with healing. That's how it can work with healing of your material lack or abundance of ease and flow of resources in this world. So the architecture of how we create from faith consciousness has to do with three zones of creation, okay? The map looks like this. Zone one, creating from a felt sense of lack. Okay, then zone two is moving to a higher place, desiring and expanding to include others and contribution. So it's not just about me, 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 I need, 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 I want, want, but moving into the cup doesn't feel that empty, so much so that I'm noticing other people's cups and going, hey, what do we all need? How can I help them too? And then zone three moves into this higher frequency where the lack and self dissolves into union, where creation flows as expression rather than effort. Okay, moving into that alignment. And I know, Chrissy, you have understood and been teaching these principles that are relatively new in my own journey called new thought. For a long time, I didn't even learn about that term until a handful of years ago, and then saw where it really matches what's been being downloaded to me and to be able to teach and share with others, bridging to scriptures. So, can you tell us briefly how you moved into this new thought arena? How did you discover it, or it discovered you? No. Please. So friends, just stay tuned for a minute. Reverend Chrissy, we're not hearing your audio for some reason. We've lost it somehow. So we're just working on that. So friends, I'm looking at her on video. So if you're watching this recording later, I know you can see that. But since most of us can't lip read, we're going to be bringing that in. So is there another way? Okay, right. Okay, so while we're working through and aligning with smooth outcomes, you see how it works, friends? We move into a state of inner peace. We move even amongst the challenges. We move into this, the eye of the storm that holds peace, even when around us the unexpected is happening. And when we do, we can align with the new frequency. But the key is, number one, Don't react to what you're looking at, okay? These are the symptoms, but not the cause. So that's where the challenge is. And that's where what we would call temptation is, to fall into that lower frequency, the fear that can come in when we are looking at the outcomes, when we're looking at our material circumstances, when you're looking at the bank account that's showing a lack. Are you there, yes. Reverend Chrissy?
I am. Oh, can you hear me?
She's back. Now, see?
Wonderful. Not sure what happened, but I'm glad that you gave us an opportunity to pause and be in our center.
Yeah, we did. We moved into the eye of the storm, and then the storm moved out of the way.
I was over here thinking, you know, wow, what do I do? And feeling like actually a little, not panicked, but like, wow, I had a lot I wanted to say. And then you said, and we just don't panic. That was beautiful.
We move into the peace, the eye That's of the right. storm, even though we're watching that storm circling around us, you're looking at all that, but it's like, exactly. don't buy into that, hold into the peace in the center, and then watch that storm become your servant and those forces move into your command. So yeah, go
Absolutely.
Ahead. Reverend.
Could you repeat the question now that I'm back?
Yes. Hello. Well, it was really, how did you discover the new thought arena, or how did it discover you?
Well, you know, it definitely discovered me. I was a full-time musician, and a minister called and asked if I would sing at her church, to which I responded, no, thank you. I was not interested in organized religion at all. I had felt that it just didn't work for me anymore. I was raised Southern Baptist and kind of went the other way and didn't know what I believed or how to voice it, but was unchurched, I guess you would say, for sure. And she said the best thing I'd ever heard in my life. I tried to get her off the phone by saying, how do you feel about Native American, pagan, and other earth-based religions? And she said, I believe that God, by whatever name you give it, is bigger than any religion that tries to explain it, including my own. Mm. And I thought, wow, okay, first of all, she recognized that the divine, by whatever name we give it, is bigger than a pronoun. She said it, which was weird for me, but at the same time resonated with me. So I became a guest musician, then I became a member, and then I became the music director, and then I became the pastor of that church. So it was definitely found me. But what I loved about New Thought, and what I still love about it, is that it was built on a foundation of the perennial philosophy that moves through all of our major religions. Dr. Ernest Holmes, that founded Science of Mind, and Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, that founded the Unity Movement, Unity Movement, which is often referred to as Unity Teaching of Christianity. Some of my fellow Unity folks don't like that part. That's a whole other discussion because it's bigger than just one denomination. But anyway, those folks built their teachings and their understandings on the foundation of Jesus, the Christ, a master teacher, right? And also on the Upanishads, the ancient Indian texts and Native American journeys. And so there's a lot of rich history, Judaism and Buddhism and on and on. So I was pulled in because of my music and a desire to speak and sing. And then I stayed because it resonated with me that all of this stuff that I had been taught about the omnipresence of God, that means that divine presence is within me too. So that resonated. It resonated that Jesus said, all of this that I have done, you can do and more. It resonated, right? So using our faith in a new way, to have faith in our ability as our wholeness expresses through our soul, was something new that really took hold within me.
Wow. So just as I'm hearing you speak those words, the scriptures are coming to me that says, the God who is above all, in all, and through all. So I think for many of us who have been walking a journey, whether within the Christian church, Catholic or Protestant, or outside of that on our own independent journey with God, or if some other mantle or story has been how we've been navigating that with the indescribable, unfathomable from a 3D mind, because we can't even perceive what this word eternity means. Do you know our minds can't even comprehend that? So I think when we begin to humble ourselves or get a little more thoughtful about what we're thinking and saying and believing and go, you know, there's actually no way I can even wrap my head around this. And it's really minimizing it too much to try to compact it into this little story box. Then we can, I think there's a lot of people, wherever they're walking in their faith path, who are beginning to expand into the mystery of the unknown and allow for themselves to invite in more deepening of their understanding and evolve even out of the limitations of the past. So we're going to take another commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to go into the wisdom of how to navigate your frequency into a resonance with wealth. Stay tuned. And welcome back to the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where we can help you together and join you in moving from victim of your history to author of your destiny. Now we're back with Reverend Christy Snow. And Christy, I was thinking about the faith frequency. I was thinking about how you were an instrument to help me move into some, I think, from the conscious mind and some beyond my own conscious thoughts, moving into a frequency that was a match to health and my body letting go of this distortion that showed up as like illness and into its wholeness. So if lack is a frequency, like a kind of forgetting, then the work isn't to get, it's to return, I suppose. So what have you found actually moves a person from the frequency of lack into the frequency of wholeness? I know whatever you're doing, it sure helped me.
Well, you know, it would have been unkind and unhelpful for me to say your frequency is causing you to be sick. You know, instead, love, joy, gratitude. You know, it would be unkind to speak to an unhoused person and say, you know, you got to change this frequency you're putting out there because that's why you're attracting this experience. That's not the way to live this teaching or to teach this teaching. So love and gratitude, joy, love and joy and gratitude are the highest frequencies that we can emit in the first place. So what helps us shift is focusing on what is it that we do want to experience and then getting into the energy of that already being so, already being true and lived in our experience. It's easier said than done, but that's where the power lies.
Well, how do you do that when your bank account is showing next to nothing and your bills are demanding a lot more than that? How do you recommend a person start making those vibrational steps up?
You know what? That's a great question. And I've been there in my lifetime. Most people have. I remember, 35 years ago or something, hearing these kinds of teachings and going, yeah, whatever. I just need to pay my bills. And my teacher wanting to work with me on a consciousness of worthiness. And I'm like, no, I need a consciousness of money right now. So what she helped me to understand way back then was that I inherited abundance, not sickness, not lack. So what helps people, I think, is to remember who we are and what we come from and that we are never separate from our source. That's why we suffer in the first place, is believing that we are separate from our source. And so what gets us back to a place of flow, whether it's health or harmony in relationships or money, can be love, joy, gratitude. So, you know, the master teacher Jesus, he always said thank you in advance of receiving something. When we say thank you, we're in the energy of having it, right? So that's one huge thing. Another thing is to stop claiming it. How many times do we say, oh, I'm so tired, oh, my back, or, oh, you know, I just can't afford that. My first spiritual teacher taught me to replace I can't afford that forever, ever let that go and say it's not the best use of my abundance at this time. Mm-hmm. And that may sound silly and small, but that's a huge shift in consciousness. When you can stop saying, I can't afford, I can't afford, I can't afford. You just stay in the same frequency instead of, I'm using my abundance in another way right now. And then we start to shift into an expanded awareness of what is available to and through and as us.
So then would you say the same principles are going to show up as effective for whether we're working with a lack of finances or a lack of health? I mean, do you direct people differently when they're coming to you to say, I really, really need more money, and I mean by the end of the month, or I really, really intend to triple the abundance that I already have created this year, or I really, really, really want to resolve this disease?
It's same thing. Same principle is at play, because, and the same steps. Because if we're not in that feeling nature, that thinking and feeling, predominant thinking and feeling state of having it, then we're continually pushing it away. I had a friend who went for a heart procedure, but he had convinced himself that there was, that he was whole, that he was a child of God that did not inherit sickness, and that he was whole. And by the time he got there, they apologized and said, there must have been something wrong with the scans because your heart is fine.
Wow.
Okay. So it's the same, whether it's that or, you know, you have money and you're just ready to increase and have more. It's still a matter of, are we selecting this frequency or this frequency? Mm. Which one are we going to align with and step into and open to?
Mm. So that reminds me of what I was reminding myself when I was going through this journey of working that cancer diagnosis. I had heard a number of times Joel Osteen talk about his mother, who had an advanced cancer diagnosis decades ago. And he would say, she kept saying, oh, no, you don't. I don't have time for this. Like, she was like, uh-uh. You know, and part of kind of my strategy was I didn't talk to many people about it. I did not tell people about that diagnosis. Friends, I'm not telling you to do that. But in my own heart, I felt a rightness to not be declaring it, you know, mm-hmm. to others, but move. I mean, I told you and a few people in my inner circle who I believed could help me hold the faith for something else instead of projecting fear and getting worried about me. I just felt like that would be like, you know, putting a concrete block on my ankle and pulling me down instead of helping me lift up.
I totally agree. And I think that's very important. I remember hearing Wayne Dyer speak many, many years ago about having a hot air balloon of desire. And if you give this information, your intention, whether it's to heal or to prosper, to the wrong people, then it's like you gave a million people little pins to poke holes in your hot air balloon. Uh-huh. or if, as I heard in 12-step room one time, I said something about, I really hoped to get a positive, some positive feedback from someone that I told good news to. And this older lady in the room told me later, she said, honey, that was like going to the hardware store for bread. So yes, you want to stay, you want to keep your desires and your intentions that to the people that can hold that frequency with you.
Right. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if consciousness is primary, okay, and matter, whether it's the physical body and its health, its wealth of wellness coming through, or your bank account is the expression, then healing a body and prospering a life might be the same act at different addresses. Okay, so how have you witnessed the same inner shift reorganizing both? Have you watched that?
Absolutely. Yeah, so, I mean, I have several examples. One that comes to mind, I was working with someone who said, was telling me all of her, and this was someone of high consciousness who just was having a moment, you know, and she said, I don't know. I don't have the answer and I don't know what to do anymore. The finances are just not there. And she was really going into the story, and I was being a witness for her and just holding space. And I said, well, is that really the truth of you? And in that instant, I saw her. We were doing a FaceTime call, and I saw her say, oh, I forgot who I was speaking from. I forgot who I was speaking from. I am a divine child of the one God, and everything that I need is already present within and around me for my highest, greatest good. And I kid you not, Dr. Leslie, in that moment, I heard her phone ding.
And she laughed. And I said, what was that? And she said, it was a PayPal notification. I just got a donation.
Oh, stop.
I'm not kidding. Like real time, real time, spirit in real time. Wow. Right. And it can happen that fast. It can when we allow it.
Okay. Yeah. When we hit that point. Okay. When we get to that frequency match, boom. Okay. So right. How do we speed that up? You know, how do we move it from a really long, drawn out journey where we're just kind of inching forward over months or years into something like that? Like, wow, that person, boom, I forgot who I was speaking from. How do we change that?
How can we change that, or how can we speed that up?
Well, yeah. I mean, how do we change it from the slow track to the fast track?
I gotcha.
And I'm saying that when actually we don't have much time before the next break to finish that. So friends, we're going to be moving you from understanding the slow track into the fast track, how to embody more rapid shift in your world to where you can have fast moving outcomes. I mean, that healing for me, sure, it took some time to work up to it, but we're talking weeks and months, not years, and boom, in an instant, something happened powerfully. Friends, stay tuned. When we come back, Reverend Chrissy and I are going to be exploring what that looks like, moving into fast, immediate response. Stay tuned. And welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where we can move from victim of your history to author of your destiny. And we're back on with Reverend Christy Snow talking about how to speed up the process, how to move into. Now, you know, it strikes me, Reverend Christy, even as I say it, that even having that feeling of it needs to go faster is projecting lack into the statement right there. It's like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, which was like lack, 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 lack.
Right. So, and sometimes we, you know, when we talk about this is what I want, we're reinforcing not having. So that is a good awareness to be cognizant of that and not be pushing away our good because we're like striving to grasp it. A few things that come to mind. I can't say enough about the gratitude portion of the equation. Meister Eckhart, who was a Christian mystic, said, if thank you is the only prayer you ever pray, it will be enough. Mm. So that is so important, is to be in that. What can I be grateful for in this circumstance that I do want to shift? What can I be grateful for about it right now? And the next piece is, how would your life be different if it were already so? If you already had it, how would your life be different? I had a client once who was always wanting to work on, you know, finding the right man. I just need the right man. I need the right man. And I said, well, what you going to do with him once you get him? He said, well, we would go to the symphony. We would go for picnics in the park. And I said, when's the last time you took yourself to the symphony? When's the last time you went for a picnic in the park? And a light bulb went off and she got it, that she had to be it in advance, to act as if in advance. So that's the second thing. And another story around that quickly is I had a student once in a class who said, I want to be a philanthropist. And right now I can't pay my bills. And by the end of that 6-8 week class, she was definitely doing more than paying her bills. She's decided she wants to be a philanthropist. So what is a philanthropist? Someone who gives away money. So she started giving away scholarships to the classes I was teaching. She started giving away coffees, whatever she could do. She knew that you start right where you are. And she went on to build her own company and be very prosperous and successful. Mm-hmm. So the last thing I guess I want to mention on that note is what the teacher and author Neville Goddard said a lot, and I love his work. And he would say, be faithful to the assumption that it works out the way that you're intending.
Mm.
So that gratitude, that acting as if, and that being faithful to the assumption that, yes, it is done. Why? Tying it back to scriptures, because it's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom.
So beautiful. And when you speak that line from Neville Goddard, that great teacher who has come before us, it reminds me of another phrase that I've heard him say that is, loyalty to the invisible. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Faithful and loyal to the invisible. And if faith is the evidence of things not seen, you know, isn't it the embodiment of a sense of loyalty to something, even when you can't see, touch, taste, and feel it yet, right? A knowing. Yeah. And when you were speaking about that, the one prayer being thank you, okay? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So I'm kind of like adding, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. This is the alignment with the frequencies of heaven, is giving thanks in everything, okay? So that it's not just when things are good. And the only way we can do that is that bridge of Christ consciousness where we're forgiving. We're not judging, condemning, and being furious about what is showing up or being afraid of it. That's very empowering, isn't it? When we can look at whatever and somehow move into thanks. But how do we do that without the bypass, Christy? Like, how do we not spiritually bypass and we're just fooling ourselves by saying stuff that deep down inside we don't feel at all?
Right. Spiritual bypass is definitely a problem. We don't want to stick our head in the sand and be like, oh, everything is divine in divine right order, mm-hmm. when you're just not really, you're not feeling that at all. And you're scared to death. You know, it's important to honor our feelings. Our feelings are part of the creative process. So we have to honor those feelings. And that's where a deep, powerful tool of surrender can come in. I surrender this into, not outside of myself. I believe we surrender into the power and presence within us that created us. Mm. That's never separate from us. Mm. So surrendering, naming it, right? Really being like, okay, that was a scary diagnosis. That's scary. Or, wow, okay, I don't want to lose my home. I need the finances to match up, or I'm someone's depending on me, or what have you. Those can be very scary things. So to pretend that we're not afraid sometimes is silly, because our fear keeps us from stepping in front of a car accidentally, keeps us from putting our hand on a hot stove. You know, our fear is very useful to us.
So keeps us safe sometimes. Yeah.
Just, you know, name it and say, this is scary, but I'm surrendering it to the power and presence within me that knows how, because I still have faith in the unseen.
So, you know, there's that bridge of moving. It reminds me of the scripture where Jesus said, be in the world, but not of it, right?
Yes.
Be looking at all this 3D stuff that, yes, is right there in front of you, but remember who you are beyond that. Be not of it. You know, in that moment, that experience I had when the cancer I knew left me, I was having that knowing of myself as eternal. And from that place, being like merged with God, looking at this planet, I was like, it doesn't matter if I have it or not. You know, it doesn't matter. Cancer or no cancer makes no difference. And it's like, that's where the freedom for that to show up happened. You know, how can we get into that place when we're looking at finances that don't match the bills? And how do we move into that freedom of trusting beyond what we're looking at in our finances?
I just want to go back to your journey and watching you that day on the Zoom call move into that clarity. Dr. Leslie, what I saw is you moved into the clarity of knowing that you were never, ever separate from your source, and therefore you could not experience anything like that stuck energy presenting itself as a cancer, excuse me, and you had moved into this expanded consciousness of oneness. So that's the how. That's the how, is to remember that we're never separate from our source. That, like I said in the very beginning of the show, that goes all the way back to the ancient Indian text, this teaching that has been this perennial thread throughout so many of the world's religions, right? That we suffer when we think we're separate from our source. Uh-huh. But when we remember our wholeness and our holiness, then other things can't stick to us.
Oh.
And that's not, and I do want to say though, that sometimes I think it's important to say, otherwise it does sound like spiritual bypass. It's important to say that sometimes we heal in different ways. I'm so grateful that your healing was in a totality, right? In your body system and in your mind and body. But I have seen people heal and their body didn't. And I just wanted to quickly touch on that because I think it's important. Otherwise we have a tendency to think that we're not spiritual enough if our body didn't clear it immediately. Mm-hmm. But I had someone whose greatest desire was to have a peaceful heart and to not be anxious and to not be negative. And she developed cancer and then had a stroke from the chemo and just on and on and on. And her body did not recover from that traumatic event, those traumatic events, but her consciousness and her soul blossomed. Mm. She moved into this space of being the most loving person and the most positive person and showering the people around her with love and growth. Beautiful. And so I just think it's important to mention that sometimes healing shows up differently than we think.
Yes.
And it can show up spontaneously as yours did.
Well, and to say, you know, there was a freedom from that outcome that, and so friends, I want to remind us that it can't be like an agenda, like I'm going to do this thing and be free from the outcome so that I get this outcome. It's, you know, it has to be truth of moving into that union with that knowing and that trust and that God, which is above all and through all, that merging into that true essence that lets you remember, I'm not just this body, I'm not just this life, I'm not just this world, I'm from somewhere else. And that is much greater, no matter what the outcomes are here. That's freedom, isn't it, Christy?
It is. And that total release that you were able to move into is, I think, was such a huge part of your healing, your revelation of health. You know, Dr. Ernest Holmes says there's really nothing to heal, only that perfection within to reveal.
Oh, the perfection within to reveal God's divine blueprint that was already always there to begin with. Isn't that awesome? That folks, that we can peel the layers that we place upon ourselves and come to discover the perfection and the beauty of what was born within us. God said, I knew you before you were in the womb. I knew you. And I'll say, I was you and I breathed you into this life and it's perfect. Reverend Christy, can we let the listeners know how to access you? I know there's a lot of people who have seen what a gift you've been for me, and I just want them to be able to reach you online. How do they reach out?
They can reach out to my email, Reverend Christy, Rev Christy Snow at gmail.com, RevChristy Snow. Or I guess one of the easiest ways is just to go to snowventuresnc.com. My music website is christysnow.com, but there's more of me. I've been doing that for many, many years, and that's a huge part of me, but there's more of me, so I created snowventuresnc.com.
Beautiful, beautiful. And friends, I want to let you know that her music is amazing, and I said recently, it's not a performance, it's her beingness, or really the light of the divine flowing through, and the music and instrument are just the tools. Thank you, Reverend Christy, for being with us.
Thank
friends,
you so
I want
much.
To remind you that you are never alone. You are worthy. You are loved, and all is well. See you next week. This is Dr. Leslie. Walk sacred.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive or
Cannonball!
Into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for local talk radio. WSIC, local, starts here.